This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, Watch & Wager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA.
Air Eugenia, Larry Colmus with the call of that victory. So impressive. That was two starts back at Churchill Downs on September 14th. The Mike Maker trainee is owned by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. He is one of six horses entered by Ken and Sarah Ramsey in this year's Claiming Crown, and they are the leading owners in Claiming Crown history with 12 Claiming Crown victories. And, of course, all of our coverage of that Claiming Crown coming up this afternoon, it's all presented by Kitten's Joy, standing at Ramsey Farm, the leading sire of 2013, and he is right there again this year, the leading sire of stakes winners here in 2014. And Ken Ramsey, nice enough to be with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Do I have my deal on?
You're perfect.
I'm good.
You're great. You're talking.
Okay.
I know you can do that. How are you?
Good
to
see you. Well, very good. Good to get out here and get out of the cold and wet up in Kentucky. Unfortunately, I have to go back on Monday, but everything other than that's great.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful weather. You got here yesterday.
Yes.
Let's get this out of the way right away. Did you watch the Cats last night?
Yes, I did.
Good win.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're ranked number one in everybody's group.
Yeah.
And he didn't use the platoon system last night, but they got their most severest test yet, so they came through with flying colors. They basically just wear them down toward the end, just kill them.
Yeah, they're just too much.
Just too much.
Yeah,
just
too much.
One wave after another one.
It's kind of like the Ramsey stable, right? Just wear them down. Keep coming. Send in reinforcements.
Platoons of Kitten's Joys.
That's right. We've got a platoon of Kitten's Joys. And we're running today. We're running today in San Francisco at Golden Gate Fields. That's a track where I first went to my very first horse race.
You're kidding.
Wow.
I was aboard the aircraft carrier USS Boxer. I was in the Navy. And our home port was San Francisco, California. And one Saturday, one of my shipmates said, let's go to the races at Golden Gate Fields. And I said, I have never been to a horse race. They said, you're from Kentucky, the horse racing capital of the world. I said, well, I've never been. So they said, well, let's get rid of that right now off your bucket list. So I went to Golden Gate Fields, and that was my very first. I can't remember who I bet on and all that, but I didn't really get hooked till I started going to school at University of Kentucky years later. So, and go to Keeneland.
When did you know you wanted to get involved with owning horses and having your own farm and stallions and all of that?
Well, I was a real estate business there in Lexington, and my biggest competitor was Dan Long. And he was number one, and I'd moved up to number two, and he was trying to keep me from taking over the number one spot, so he invited me to go out to Keeneland with him two Saturdays in a row, and each time I won, and I got hooked. But what's interesting about the horse racing game, it's got so many facets to it. They've got the gambling aspect, you can bet with both hands, you know, all the variety of stuff they got now, the exacta, pick six, all the array of betting schemes they've got developed. But you can buy horses, sell horses, steal horses, claim them, you know, breed them. It's just so many, And you meet so many people in the game. I mean, the captains of industry. I mean, I've met people in no way in the world I'd ever run across. I mean, I'd never known you before, Mike, if I had known you.
Yeah, I'm right up there, captains of industry. See Mike Penna in the dictionary.
Well, I mean, it's all scales, you know. Right. I mean, from the $5,000 claimers all the way up to the grade one Dubai World Cup.
That's right. And you're so right about that. I mean, you know, you meet interesting people in all facets of this business, from grooms on the backside and hot walkers. Some of the most interesting people I've ever talked to in my life were hot walkers. And then all the way up to like Sheikh Mohammed and people like that, that you would never in a million years get to meet, you know, and it's an amazing game because of that. Movie stars and presidents and, you know, all that stuff go to the races. It's fantastic.
And royalty, too. Don't forget to throw that in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have engaged and got to know them, you know, all the way from the hot walkers. I know a host of hot walkers. I get a lot of backside information on claiming horses and all that kind of stuff. Who's going good and who's not. I mean, that's the truth.
Well, and that's the interesting dichotomy about the sport of thoroughbred racing is that here's Ken Ramsey, right? Eclipse Award-winning owner. And you're talking to one of the hot walkers or one of the grooms, and you're relying on that person for some information about your horse. It's amazing.
And other people's horses, too.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm going to claim a horse and lay out $40,000, $50,000, I need some inside information.
Right.
So I have to pass out a few bennies on the backside to get that sometimes. But everybody appreciates a nice picture of Benjamin Franklin.
Who wouldn't?
they call them C-notes. So, I mean, I have actually developed, an acquaintanceship and a friendship and with a whole lot of things all the way from the hot walkers, you might say, and Sheikh Mohammed. I mean, I met him. You want to shake the hand that shook the hand of Sheikh Mohammed?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not washing my hands.
Now, I never got the face-to-face deal with him, but I've got the cheek-to-cheek, I should say, with some of the other guys over there.
Yeah.
So, and you know what that really means? I've been told. I went to Dubai with a guy named Richard Galpin. And Richard Galpin, he deceased now, but he was a horse agent and well-known all around the world. Richard Galpin's a fine fellow from England. And we went to Dubai, and I won't go through all the story, but anyway, we got ready to leave this one place where we'd been a couple times and knew the people. And when we got ready to leave, one of the guys came up and gave me the cheek to cheek. Shocked me. I didn't know what to do.
We don't do that in our team.
No, I didn't do that in our team. So I said to Richard, what was that all about? And he said, well, I'll tell you what. I've been coming to visit this family many years, and I never got that at all. He said, that means that they accept you as one of the family. So he said, that was an honor. You should be, pleased wow. that, you come across that way.
But let me ask you this question, Ken. With all of the memorable moments that you've had in your career in racing, what is the one thing that you are most proud of?
That is a very difficult question because I've had a lot of highlights. I mean, we could say the winning the Dubai World Cup, but that didn't have the sentimental value to it that winning the Whitney Stakes with Roses and May did at Saratoga. It didn't have the emotional outburst that I had by winning the Barbados Gold Cup this past March. I mean, when you go to a let's just say Barbados, for example. Go down there. The Barbados Gold Cup is the biggest race in the entire Caribbean. I mean, the entire island, they estimate 80% of the people was there that day. And, of course, the British ambassador was there. I actually got more attention than the British ambassador did because the subsequent day they had the polo match. And I was invited. The British ambassador was on the program to throw out the first ball, start the polo match. And so they asked me, would I do it? Very reluctantly, I agreed. And I said, how do you do it? Pitch it to him. He said, no, you roll it out like a bowling ball. So the next day, what happens, they got the guys on horses looking face-to-face, like a face-off in hockey, and I'm going to roll the ball down between them. Well, they're all up there jostling back and forth, and I'm saying, my gosh, I don't want to hit the horse's leg. And finally, they come across the out loud speaker, Ramsey, throw the ball out. So I'm rolling down through there, and that started the game. Now, the British ambassador was supposed to throw it out, but anyway, I got to meet the British ambassador. She wanted to get a picture made with me and the trophy. They asked me to bring a trophy over the polo match. It hadn't been brought over there before. So I'll tell you what. One of the most memorable things that ever been written about me was written down there in Barbados. I took it as a compliment. I think it is. But the next day in the paper, because I took the trophy, they put me in with Sir Richard. I won't mention much name, but there's two people down there that's been knighted with the Queen at Buckingham Palace where they kneel over and she puts the sword and knights them. So from then on, I get to be called Sir. So they put me in there with one of the Sirs. To watch the race. And another exciting thing about it is international race. That's not as big as the Dubai World Cup, Barbados, but anyway, they have other countries in there. So they had the guy come up on stilts wearing the American flag, carrying the American flag, and stopped in the parade before the race had started, stopped in front of our box. And, of course, I saluted the flag, and then they played the national anthem. That's kind of touching. It makes you feel like that you're representing your country instead of just your own racing stable or personal horse.
Wow.
So anyway, that the Barbados thing, and of course we won, or I wouldn't be talking about it.
It wouldn't be such a memorable experience.
And Patrick Husband was our jockey, and he was recovering from a broken leg he suffered up at Woodbine. He's a leading jockey up there, so this is his first deal back, and he won the big race, and then they come around. We all paraded in front of the grandstand, and everybody's hollering Patrick and carrying on, and I'm waving, you know, and passing out pins at the end. It was just a fabulous deal. And after it was all over with, after we was over there in the big suite, then I took him over to the other place where it was sort of a one class down. And they walked down with my trophy, you know, and they all cheered and carried on. Because I was over there before and did a little interview with them. And they all cheered and carried on. One guy said, you know, that cup used to be a cup because they poured champagne in it. And I said, what do you think we come over here for? And we drunk, I believe it was 8 or 9 bottles of champagne. Everybody over there just about got their picture sipping out of one side of that cup with the straw and me on the other side. So I'm invited back. This time I'm taking 3 horses down. They have 3 stake races down there, the big one and 2 more. So I'm taking 3 down. My wife's going down with me. The family's
beautiful.
Going down. First Saturday in March, got it on my calendar. Easy to remember. It's like a first Saturday in May.
Yeah,
that's
beautiful.
Right.
That's right up your alley.
I love Barbados. I've been to the Sandy Lane Gold Cup. I know all of what you're talking about, and it's a fantastic experience. I was so pleased that you won
because the first American, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's not the easiest race to win.
No, no, it's not.
And it's a mile and an eighth. And the horses run the opposite way, and,
yeah.
And I was smitten with Garrison Savannah when Chris Lincoln used to do those shows on television.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting on the farm in California, and this race came on, and I go, someday I'm going to go. And when I had my chance, I went, and I had the best time. And Patrick Husband's brother Simon actually rode the winner that year. That I was there, but it's a fabulous place to go, and I always encourage people to go racing. And I was I used to hustle some horses from the United States for the Barbados Turf Club and get them to go down there. But I was so happy that you won, and I'm so glad that you're going to take some more horses there, because it really is a great sport, and the people there love it. They absolutely love their racing.
Who's your Gold Cup horse this year, or for next year?
Gentleman's Kitten.
Okay.
Last year we took a Major Marvel down,
yeah.
And we got all the publicity just like we did over in Dubai with Roses May opening day. The Major, you know, may outrank them and all that. My picture's in there the next day. I mean, I got all the hype just like we got over. They basically carried me around on a pillow, and they put a chocolate on it that night. So, in other words, I got the cherry on top of everything.
Talking with owner Ken Ramsey, Eclipse Award-winning owner Ken Ramsey, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. See how I snuck that in there for you?
And winner of the Barbados Gold Cup.
That's so great. I'm so impressed that you ranked that really high on your list.
It's the way it was treated.
Yeah.
Treated like a shake down there, and I wasn't even in the Middle East.
I don't know if you got to meet my friend Lord Michael Taylor. You might have. He's on the board of directors down there of the Racing Association.
Name sounds familiar.
And he's a wonderful man. And when I was down there the last time, I stayed at his house and everything. And you know, he's won the Sandy Lane Gold Cup too, and I was so impressed to see that trophy in his house. I mean, I've seen some great trophies, including the Kentucky Derby trophy at Mr. Lewis's house. He actually had 2, a silver one and a gold one.
Let me tell you this. Sir David Seal, who had won the thing 3 times before, and he ran second to me that day. He had 2 horses in there, a rabbit and another one, and we won easy. So he invited me out to his home the next day on the beach. And his family's been there since the 1600s. They own a huge amount of land down there. And he also runs the big rum factory. So he gave me a bottle of his best rum. And then he sent me the clippings after I got home of all the stuff that's in the paper about us after we left. You know, very, very flattering stuff. And invited us back. And I've got my trainer down there, Jonathan Simpson. He texts me all the time and wants to know which horses are coming and all that. I mean, they've wished me luck and kept up with the horses we run here in the United States.
We should go broadcast
really?
That race.
Yeah, we should.
We should add. That should
the
be our first national
goal.
Broadcast.
Maybe we get Mr. Ramsey to sponsor a trip.
he's
taking a whole plane load of people. Yeah. We might as well get on there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
The beaches are beautiful down there.
Yeah,
really.
Holiday Inn Beach, I mean, it compares to the beach at Paradise Island in the Bahamas.
Wow.
I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful. Wow. The weather's not.
Sir David Seal, he owns the Foursquare Distillery. That was I was telling Mike about that special rum that is his family recipe.
Yes,
we were talking about that on the beach yesterday.
I've got a bottle of that I'm saving to drink when I win the Kentucky Derby.
There you go.
That's next. We haven't got that one yet. Yeah, that's right.
That's the first Saturday in May. So we got March and May covered. We know it's
and I've got a little section in my wheel, you know, in case I don't get to drink it, who I'm leaving it to.
Am I in that spot? All right, well, let's talk some Claiming Crown. I mentioned your 12 Claiming Crown victories, tops among any owner in the history of the Claiming Crown. You come here after winning four races in 2012. You had a couple winners last year,
three.
Too, right? Three winners last
four,
year.
Three.
Now, the most you can get this year is three. You're only entered in three races this year. You have six horses. Let's start with the Tierra Stakes, and let's take a look at the horses that you have in the Tierra with Scenario Analysis and St. Borealis. Tell me about these.
Probably our least chance of winning. St. Borealis is probably our best shot. It's a better, I think, better. We claimed that one for 16 and ran it back for 40. It still won. That one's got a shot, but I'll tell you what, the entire card today is really, really, really deep. So if I get out here and pick out a bunch of winners, you're going to be questioning my ability to handicap. And I've not sat down and analyzed them. I did put my rag sheet numbers down, but this is a tough race. St. Borealis, I think, is your best shot. Scenario Analysis is on her way. She has a date with Kitten's Joy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the first lineup. So today's her last race. She's going into retirement. And St. Borealis also was claimed as possibly a broodmare. So both of them may go. But anyway, they're down here in this race. We just want to try to get something in every race, and we couldn't.
Yeah, well, and you start the process of looking for Claiming Crown type horses months ago, right?
Yes.
This isn't something you just do at the last minute. Say, I'm going to enter this horse. I know you, Mark Partridge, your farm manager, your son Jeff, you're all kind of looking for those horses months ago.
Months ago, and one of my regrets, I think I could have won the 5-furlong turf race down here. There was a horse running in California for $40,000. Fit perfectly everything. I got tied up on the farm. It was the first race out at Del Mar, and I was thinking it was the first race at New York. I was claiming a horse at Del Mar in New York that day, and I got it twisted up in my mind. I got back to the house to claim the horse, and it was 9 minutes to post. Naturally, it won by 5.5 lengths. I offered the guy $50,000 for it after the race. Nobody claimed it. He wouldn't take it. Came back and offered him $60,000. Because it was a California bred, he said, look, I can't sell the horse because I get so much extra money by winning an open company out here with it. But I mean, it would have been almost a cinch. So yeah. Every now and then we drop the ball.
Not too often, though.
Very rarely.
At least it was me, not one of my trainers.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to the Claiming Crown Emerald. That's race number 9. You have three horses signed on to go postward here, Ken, with Sailor's Creek, Saffron Hill, and Long Hunter. Again, race number 9, 4:27 Eastern is the post. It's all part of our coverage this afternoon, which begins 3 o'clock Eastern, all presented by Kitten's Joy, standing at Ramsey Farm. Tell me about the three horses here in the Emerald, and let's start with, Sailor's Creek, since he's breaking from post 1.
Sailor's Creek is probably my second best horse in the race. He's going to be probably out there winging it. He's got a shot, but I think Long Hunter is probably my best bet. I have not talked to Mac this morning, but the horse is training well. This is an old stake horse. He fits perfectly. The only problem was he hadn't been out since April. He got hurt. They've had him on the farm. He's been utilizing Kitten Spa on the farm, which is our exercise underwater treadmill deal and all the stuff over there we got for him. So, but he's an old back class horse, and he runs fresh. He loves the track down here. I think he's got a shot. And the other horse... Saffron Hall, he's on the money, too. If yep. I'm going to win, I got my best shot of winning with one out of the three. of the three I'm in, I think I got my best shot of winning the ninth race.
Okay, all right. And now, that's funny you say that, because I thought your best opportunity was going to come in the Jewel Stakes with Iragina. Am I saying the name right?
Yeah, Iragina. But in this case, it's a numbers game, and I've got three in. So yeah, the left one don't get him, the right one will. If he doesn't get him, might come up the middle. So we've got left field, right field, and center field in the ninth race.
Okay.
So I think one of them is going to come through because they're all intended for this race.
All right. Well, that's the Emerald Stakes. And I mentioned Iragina coming up in the Jewel. And I really, really like this horse today. Am I off base in liking this horse?
No, you're not off base. Very consistent. Already won a third of her starts. And you can see there she's been overmatched a few times. We tried her in a Brooklyn Handicap, the Grade 2, the Grade 3, West Virginia Governors, and finally said, hey, let's put her in the Claiming Crown where we got her for originally. But that's a gelding, only 4 years old, training super. I mean, 10-1, and I love my jockey, the Ortez brothers out of New York.
Outstanding.
I'd be riding them down here, except they both, I guess you know their family and everything's up there in New York, so they're going to stay up there in the winter. I'm going to talk to them here today. I'm going to come on down.
They're so good.
They're both good.
Yeah, outstanding.
They're up and comers, both of them.
Yeah.
One of them, I shouldn't say this, but I will. I think one of them may have a little better agent than Eden, so far as lining up horses. But they're both good, and they're both in the top 10 money earned this year.
Yeah,
very good.
They're great.
I love the guys.
Yeah.
So we'll be
great.
Riding at Saratoga. I mean, they're right up there in the category with Velasquez and Castellano and Rosario and those guys. They're top-notch jockeys.
Well, Ken, just a minute or two left here before we have to get ready to wrap up the program here today. But first of all, I want to thank you publicly for all of your support of what I do here on the network. I mean, we travel all over the country. We can't do it without the support of our sponsors, and you've been right there the past few years, and I can't thank you enough for that. Tell me a little bit about Kitten's Joy very quick. Here's a horse that last year, the 2013 leading sire in America. This year, he's the leading sire of stakes winners. He's right there for leading sire honors again. He's right in the mix there at this point. Tell me a little bit about him and what people can expect for 2015.
He just don't let up, and we had the best group of outside broodmares to him last year we've ever had. So he has really got him in the pipeline. I think he'll be there for the future. Also, we need to talk about Real Solution. His son is standing there on the farm this year for $12,500. We got a pretty good response to him, not overwhelming. We got plenty of spots left if somebody wants to breed to him. But he also is, just like his sire, has two grade one stake wins and looks good. Response is very good to him so far. We're going to breed about 50 of our own mares to him to get him off to a good start. And Kitten's Joy has got the 25 stake winners. We're in a stake race at Woodbine, the Valedictory, tomorrow. We're running today with the Broughton Kitten out in California at my very first racetrack, Golden Gate Fields, running out there. Just amazing. All of them can run some, and some of them can run a whole lot. And this Bobby's Kitten, for example, that's probably one of the best ones I've ever bred. And we're taking him. This coming year, we're really expanding. Not only are we going down to Barbados for Barbados Cup Day, the first Saturday in March. But we're going to Dubai this year. I've really been invited over by one of the members of the royal family, use his training facility and all that. So we're sending at least three horses over there. But Big Blue Kitten is definitely going to run in the $6 million turf race on World Cup night. Unfortunately, I do not have one for the big race, but... that's all in the pipeline. Bobby's Kitten is going to Royal Ascot. We brought six new two-year-olds down for Western Ward to get us one going to Royal Ascot. And I've got my trainer, Gianluca Bianconi, over in Italy and France. They call it France over there. He's got a couple that's trying to get round up for Royal Ascot next spring. And Dermot Weld has got two. One of them he thinks is Royal Ascot material. So our big goal next year is to win a race before the Queen at Royal Ascot. I've got a couple seconds over there, real close, but no cigar yet. But 2015 is going to change that. I'm going to put out a commitment right now. We're going to win a race at Royal Ascot in 2015.
Well, there you go. You heard it here on the Horse Racing Radio Network and the Kentucky Derby.
I don't have one that good, but I've got some candidates.
Yeah, there you go. Ken Ramsey here on HRRN. Ken, again, can't thank you enough for everything. Thanks so much. Thanks for being with us here.
International Star does have 11 points toward getting into Kentucky Derby. However, he did win the Grade 3 Gray Strakes up at Woodbine on a poly track, and we may have to throw him in up at Turfway Park to get him in the back door of the Kentucky Derby. So if we have to do that, we'll come in the back door.
You got to be in it to win it. Ken, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.